What we really focus on is enabling our partners to help our customers start and accelerate what we call a connected enterprise journey, or an industry 4.0 journey. I'm Andrew Hastert.
And Andrew, what do you do here at Ruckel?
I manage our services business through our partners in North America.
Okay. And how'd you get started at Ruckel?
Yeah, so I was actually graduating with an engineering degree. I had no idea what I wanted to do with a mechanical engineering degree, but I thought I was gonna go engineer stuff. I met some folks from Ruckel that actually worked with our customers to implement solutions. They convinced me there was a career in that, and I haven't looked back. I've been working with our customers since.
Awesome. So how did you make the transition from engineering into it's kind of like a more of a management type of role?
Yeah. I actually started in our sales training program. So we have a couple of early career training programs, one dedicated to sales. It's technical sales. It's not like what you'd expect. But I went through that program. I spent a couple of months in a bunch of locations, and I ended up falling in love with spending time with our customers.
And so you have a team that helps deliver some solutions, some Ruckel solutions for your clients?
Yeah, so I think one of the cool different things about Ruckel is we have a really wide partner network. We actually prefer to work with other delivery companies like system integrators. In my case, I work a lot with distributors and enable them to deliver value-add services to our customers.
Okay, and in that space, is there a particular sector that you focus on, or is it just across the board?
Across the board. What we really focus on is enabling our partners to help our customers start and accelerate what we call a connected enterprise journey, or an industry 4.0 journey.
Digital transformation.
Yeah.
Insert buzzword here.
Bingo.
So, what is a connected enterprise then?
Yeah, so a connected enterprise is our way, or our vision of talking about helping companies connect not only their plant floor to itself, to their business systems, to the rest of the world, so that they can become a lot more productive. But it also helps their people get connected, so they can work out of dark, dirty, and dangerous jobs and more into creative, heuristic work, right? I think we're helping companies transition into more human capital companies than manufacturing companies.
Interesting. Yeah, so how could a manufacturing company make that transition besides, you know, going with Ruckel and connecting their enterprise? Like, tell us about that journey to being more of a creative people company.
Yeah, so it's a journey we're on right now, right? We first connected all of our plants to themselves, right? So from product design to, you know, prototyping to manufacturing to supply chain, all of that's been digitized and connected. So that way our most valuable resources can focus on design, creating value, optimizing processes, optimizing supply chain, as manufacturing is more and more automated. And we can leverage data to get more productivity out of our traditionally slow processes.
Wow. So, a company as large as Ruckel, how do you guys keep, you know, how do you remain agile over the 100 years, you know?
Yeah. Well, our company's changed a lot, right? When we started, we were a products company that was dedicated to making motors turn, right? Then eventually we became a platform company, helping connect those products to systems, to business systems. I think we've evolved into a human capital company. We have a really talented body of people, as well as partners, that are obsessed with making manufacturing and industrial companies more productive. I think by bringing our domain expertise to industrial companies, we can help them not only apply technology, but also apply processes to get their people tuned into the most valuable parts of their organization.
What is it that drives us to want to be more efficient? Why do that?
Well, I think traditionally, big companies wanted to ultimately make more money, right? By being efficient, you can grow your top line, reduce your costs, get more productive. But I think companies are more and more running into a different challenge, and that's not just generating more productivity, it's getting talent, right? Companies are moving into a human capital and a talent war. Talent's a challenge, I think you've heard that. For every three people that retire in the industrial space, one replaces them, and that one might struggle swiping with an iPhone, let alone managing the legacy infrastructure in a company's facilities and their business systems, right? So attracting talent, getting that talent productive really quickly is a challenge for companies, right? And I think it used to be that they were really interested in making more money. Now they're interested in getting talent so their company can sustain and they can keep growing.
And as a job seeker myself, I could attest to that, you know, it's really not about making more money to attract top talent. It seems to be more, I guess, having a purpose or having core values. So what are some of those core values that Rockwell has that kind of help, you know, inspire the next generation of engineers and creatives?
We have one purpose, and that's, we call it expanding human possibility. The idea being that we get folks out of doing dark, dirty, and dangerous work and into creative and thoughtful and heuristic work. By automating and making more of the traditional manufacturing processes more automated and getting folks into the high-value activity in an industrial facility. So we really want to enable humans to do outstanding work. But as it relates to values, I think there's two that are really common and that we lean on a lot. One is, we try to drive a culture of inclusion where we celebrate people for their differences. There's a lot of studies that show diverse teams are a lot more productive and bring more creative and sustainable ideas to the table. So we're constantly trying to not only get more talent, but more diverse talent that can work together better so that we're sustainable and productive. The other is ethics and integrity. You know, at the end of the day, we all want to go home and be proud of the work we do. And it's hard to do that if you're not doing that ethically and with integrity at work every day. We take a lot of pride in celebrating ethics and integrity and having very low tolerance for behaviors that aren't in line with that.
What are some of the biggest struggles that end users are facing in transforming their business?
I think the number one challenge is still talent, right? Companies are struggling to recruit, retain, and develop the right talent to get their organization aligned to go and evolve. I think after that, it's phasing out from a vision to a strategy to a plan that everyone's aligned around, phasing out the transformation the company's trying to go through. It's something we're actually helping companies with right now. Again, we're evolving from a platform to a human capital company. We have what's called a connected enterprise transformation team that can help companies map that journey and start from, I don't know what to do, to, I think I know what I need to do, but I don't know how to get started, to, here's a plan I can go execute on.
Is there a like a manufacturer out there that is top to bottom Rockwell? Top, you know, just basically the poster child Rockwell plant?
Tons. But I would say we don't have every product and service and offering for every company's needs, right? They need to plug into different platforms, and that's why I think, you know, this IoT thing creates a really big opportunity, but it also creates a really big challenge for companies, especially as it relates to cybersecurity. I don't know if you've read about NotPetya.
No.
NotPetya was a little over a year ago, one of the worst cyber attacks ever in the industrial space. Supposedly, and this is based on data from the government, there was a $10 billion loss due to that one cyber attack. NotPetya, and it came from the corner of one of the companies that they got attacked originally. The corner of their operations was compromised, but because everything's connected now, that vulnerability spread across the entire enterprise. And that happened with a lot of big companies. So suddenly, connectivity and having everything interlaced, Industry 4.0 presents pretty big risks as well. So another thing we're working on is making sure not only are our products secure, but as we connect to other platforms and other systems, we do that in a very secure fashion too.
Cool. What drives you personally?
I think it's really exciting that we're transforming the industrial sector, and it's not going to stop anytime soon. I think we're leading the way as the biggest company in the world dedicated to it. I think it's really exciting to keep charting what the next step in our journey is going to be.
Does that next step look like?
I don't know. You probably know better than me given the journey you're on, you know,
so
this trip.
You went from a products company to
platform company.
Platform.
More and more to a human capital company.
Yeah, so does it end there? What's the next level of that?
I think we're gonna keep getting connected and we're gonna keep getting more productivity and more people focused on thought-provoking work. But I think eventually we're gonna find a place where customers and consumer demand gets tied directly to our ability to produce, right? Our consumption need and our production capacity are going to get connected, and it's going to create new economies and new marketplaces that we haven't even seen yet. That's really exciting.
Yeah, you don't know what you don't know. So, do you have any questions for me or about the documentary?
So you're visiting a lot of different companies, and you're seeing a lot of different capabilities coming to market. What inspires you relative to what you see in the market?
I'm really getting inspired by, you know, a lot of system integrators are actually starting to change the way they do business, change the way that they're putting out their messaging. You know, it seems like a lot of people are doing a lot of blogs. It's really exciting to see them also adopting now video. And if I had a small part in influencing them to make that shift, that makes me really happy because I know the value that it will provide. Because I've seen what it has done for me in my career, so I know that it's going to work wonders for them and their clients and ultimately the world. Like you said, tying that consumer need back to the production, back to the circle. So that's really exciting. And also the support for the documentary has been really just humbling. I was really amazed that, you know, how awesome, you know, it is to get all these interviews with Rockwell on such a short notice, and just to be in this office. It's really beautiful here. I think just telling the story. I think people really connect with the story. I mean, that's really all there really is. So being able to tell a story in my own way and have it land with people has been really inspiring.
Cool.
So any last words?
Not a last word, but you asked Dave a question, and that was, are there any cool products that Rockwell should talk about?
Let's talk about
them. There's a bunch. I'd say one of the neatest things that we've got going on right now is our new controller that's IEC 62443 certified. It's the first controller that's been launched to the market that is certified by IEC 62443, which is that big new security standard.
Okay, I was going to just ask what that is.
Yeah, okay. So there's suddenly emerging security standards. IEC 62443 is probably the preeminent one. It's guided by a lot of different governments and groups. We launched the first controller that complies with it. Awesome. Which is a really big deal.
And what controller is that?
It's I don't know the part number, but it's IEC 62443 certified. I think it's a 5580.
Oh, okay. So it's a control logics platform.
Yeah.
Sweet. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I don't know. Hopefully accelerating what we're doing with our partner network. You know, I think it's great for a company to have products and services and solutions in-house, but to have a network of partners that are invigorated with your platform and with your network, it brings more value to companies, especially given that human capital challenge we talked about earlier, than we can do on our own. And I think if we keep that thriving, we're going to continue to thrive as a company. I hope I get to work on that more.
Yeah. So last question. So Rockwell Automation, expanding human
possibility.
What is it expanding into?
It's a good question. You know, I think, you know, we talked about dark, dirty, and dangerous work getting more automated, humans working more on high-value, creative, heuristic work. I think it's going to, you know, what does that mean? Besides making things more efficient and more valuable, I think that means the quality of life for humans will naturally start to increase. Yeah. Life will be better, right? As our quality of life increases. I think that's where it goes.
I just want to keep asking questions. All right, so why is it that for thousands of years, you know, human technology basically was flatlining, and in the last 100 or so years, it's basically hockey sticking? Why?
I have no idea. That's a good question. That's a good question.
Reflection point was like farming or something? Like,
yeah, have you read Sapiens?
No.
It's a book Dave actually recommended.
Okay,
read. Yeah. But it would say it's a bit as a result of evolution, right? I mean, humans kind of evolved to a place where suddenly they started having more time. And they didn't have to be nomadic. They could be stationary. They could farm. They could build a community. That community could communicate. It could start, you know, trading ideas. And obviously, well, printing obviously was a big revolution, but video is probably that next dimension. So it's totally enlivening the way we share information in a new way. and people, you know, used to say the revolution's not going to be televised. You don't know that video transformed everything we did, or connectivity transformed everything we did until it did, right?
Yeah.
And I think the same thing's going on in the industrial sector, but I think connectivity and getting humans to be able to communicate and share ideas is how we've accelerated so quickly.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.